With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As the Trump team challenges the Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring Mr. Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot, some other blue states, California among them, are looking at blocking Mr. Trump as well. GOP Senator Bill Hagerty says the Colorado ruling is political, pure and simple.
Senator Hagerty says there was no due process and called the ruling a blatant political decision. Hagerty, who has endorsed Donald Trump and served as his ambassador to Japan, also complained to Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo that, quote, "We have a ruling here that would disenfranchise half of Colorado." Hagerty also says a Colorado ruling poses a far greater threat to democracy than any threat Democrats say would accompany a Trump re-election. Bob Agner reported.
And President Biden has declared Mr. Trump an insurrectionist, even though the former president has never been convicted of or even charged with insurrection. Also at SRNNews.com, a California law banning the carrying of firearms in public has been put on hold by a federal judge.
Judge ruled it violates the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and deprives people of their ability to defend themselves and their loved ones. The law was set to take effect January 1st, and it would have banned people from carrying concealed guns in 26 places, including public parks, playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. It would apply whether the person has a permit to carry a concealed weapon or not. Rhonda Rockstreet reporting.
Israel's military says it has uncovered a major Hamas command center right in the heart of Gaza City, a vast underground network used to move weapons, terrorists, and supplies throughout the Gaza Strip. Yet another missile has been fired at U.S. military forces in Iraq. It missed its target. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 153 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 104. This is SRN News. The ACLU of Montana has filed a lawsuit challenging the state's definition of the word sex.
A new Montana law defines the word sex throughout state code as only male or female based on a person's biology at birth. The plaintiffs argued this week that the definition is too narrow. They said it denies legal recognition and protections to transgender, two-spirit, and intersex individuals. The sponsor of the legislation said the definition was needed to clarify from a legal standpoint that the words sex and gender are not interchangeable. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The family of an elder in a Chinese church says he has been detained, accused of fraud. The U.S.-based Christian rights group China Aid says it's part of a larger crackdown by Chinese authorities on house churches, informal churches not registered with the Chinese government. This is SRN News. Animal shelters across the country are bursting at the seams.
Adoptions haven't kept pace with the number of animals coming in, creating bottlenecks. Operators believe the influx of more animals is due largely to higher pet care costs and housing issues, and they're in crisis mode as they try to reduce the kennel crush. Shelter Animals Count, a national database of shelter statistics, estimates that the shelter population grew by nearly 250,000 animals in 2023. Shelters and advocacy groups are trying to attack the problem at both ends by reducing intakes and encouraging more adoptions. Keith Peters reporting.
Toyota is recalling 1 million vehicles. This because of a defect that could keep airbags from deploying in an accident. The recall covers a range of Toyota and Lexus vehicles, those between the 2020 and 22 model years. More details at SRNNews.com.